Saya Emmy Sukarni lengkapnya, umur saya 21 tahun. Dan saya bekerja di PT.
My name is Emmy Sukarni. I'm 21. I worked for PT Golden Menawan for 7 months, and in October, I got fired because of strike action. We were demanding legal rights which the company had broken. The strike began because of conditions in the factory. The conditions were awful, particularly the leave rights like pregnancy leave, menstruation leave, annual leave. They also limited our toilet breaks and solats, our praying breaks. It seems they are trying to limit our religious practices.
Waktu apa mogok pertama, hari pertama itu sebenarnya pengusaha enggak mau.
On the first day of the strike, the company has not met our demands, such as the menstruation leave. The company said we have to go to the clinic to have it checked by showing the blood in our underwear, whether we are really having period or not. Medically, the doctor does not have to check the underwear, because they should know about our menstrual cycle through other means. The atmosphere at the strike that day was really touching. My friends looked different. Usually, they come with listless faces, but that day was a real freedom party for workers. 1,500 workers rallied on the street, stretching from the intersection to the factory. We insisted on staying and reading our demands. The day before, we had already agreed who would be the organizers of the demonstration. Our organization skills were a mess, but when the field coordinator's car was stopped, I had to take over. From then on, it was obvious I was the leader.
Tegang sekali karena itu pengalaman itu apa baru satu kali ini saya alami.
Of course, I was very nervous because that was my first experience at coordinating a demonstration. I felt emboldened when I saw my boss's faces. They looked scared, but I didn't care. I could see they had a wish for revenge on their faces. We sat and sang the national anthem, Indonesia Raya.
Indonesia, tanah airku, tanah tumpah darahku. Di sanalah aku berdiri, jadi pandu ibu.
I had never been involved in any kind of strike action demo before. This was my first job, so I didn't think that I would be fired. I panicked when I heard some of my friends got fired. The reason the bosses gave was the lack of order, whereas in fact I saw everything was normal and production was running smoothly, and they hired new employees. The excuse was unreasonable. On October the 19th, it was true that I was fired, but I refused because they brought out the same reasons as with my colleagues. No order, and so on. So I rejected it. After that, they didn't let me come to work, so I stayed at the security gate and kept arguing the whole time. They called me and kept finding more faults with me. The company also examined me and sent me to the Fatmawati Hospital in South Jakarta, and they said I'm using heroin because I'm talking nonsense and because I'm always arguing with the company.
Ya tentunya menambah kebencian saya kepada kapitalis.
The way that they have treated me makes me hate capitalists. Before that, I never had such thoughts. I always thought that I'm lucky that someone gives me a job. But the more I know, the more I think that capitalists are cruel. I'm dreaming about a clean world, free from oppression, free from exploitation. It's like Marx's idea, but I'm not very clear about the idea. My dream when I was in Lampung was to be a useful person and have a good life which can help my family, have harmony in the family. But the dream has disappeared.